Good afternoon. A cold front moving across the region today will bring scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms today, mainly through the early afternoon hours. We cannot rule out the chance for an isolated strong or severe thunderstorm in these areas, potentially containing strong wind gusts and perhaps marginally severe hail. This potential appears to be the greatest across portions of Litchfield County in Connecticut and southeast Berkshires, where the Storm Prediction Center has placed a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms. Behind this front, we should see some gusty winds and the lowering of the dew points along with clearing skies as temperatures briefly spike in the lower to mid-80s for the lower elevations and 70s across mountain areas. Higher elevations across the southwest Adirondacks may cool back into the upper 60s by late afternoon under some strengthening cold air evection. A secondary cold front will then approach from the north closer to sunset. Cooling aloft should allow for lingering instability to develop ahead of this boundary, so additional scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms will be possible across the southern Adirondacks, the Lake George region, and southern Vermont towards sunset. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Cristobal has adopted a steady northward motion across the Gulf of Mexico and is forecast to head towards the central Gulf Coast. Cristobal has a broad asymmetric circulation with the bulk of the heavy rain falling to the north and northeast of the storm center. Heavy downpours and squalls associated with the outer rain bands of Cristobal are expected to reach many areas along the Gulf Coast later today from Louisiana eastward to Florida to the Florida Panhandle and possibly northern Florida. Cristobal is forecast to make landfall on the Louisiana coast later on Sunday as a tropical storm. Increasing winds and waves along with heavy rain will batter the Louisiana coastal sections on Sunday as the core of Cristobal approaches. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 at Death Valley, California to a low of 26 at Cabin Lake in Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, partly sunny with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms later in the day, high near 86. In Boston, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of them severe, with a high near 88. And in Buffalo, sunny with a chance for showers and thunderstorms as we work our way into the evening hours, with a high near 74. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for the day today. The average high is 75, while the average low is 54. The record high of 94 was set back in 1925, while the record low of 38 was set back in 1971. Today's sunrise was at 5:18 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:31 p.m. It's a total of 15 hours and 12 seconds of daylight. It's an additional 57 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at partly sunny skies with the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly as we get closer towards the evening hours. Highs for the day reaching into the low 80s and upper 70s. For the night tonight, we will still continue to see the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms as we see partly cloudy skies and overnight lows dropping down into the low 50s and upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, some of which could produce gusty winds, heavy rain, and frequent lightning. Expecting partly sunny skies when it is not raining as our highs reach into the upper 80s. For the night tonight, we do turn to mostly clear skies as overnight lows drop down into low 60s and upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny skies are expected with a chance for some showers as highs reach near the mid to upper 70s. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the low 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, some isolated showers and scattered showers and thunderstorms remain a possibility this afternoon, but other than that, partly sunny skies are expected with highs reaching into the low 80s. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north by 90, scattered showers and thunderstorms do remain a possibility early this afternoon and as we get towards the evening hours as well. Otherwise, we are looking at partly sunny skies with highs reaching towards the mid to upper 80s. For the night tonight, In addition to some scattered showers early on, we turn to partly cloudy skies with overnight lows near the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with highs near the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.